All right. Well, this is the first time ever in the gavels. All right, we're going to get started here. Welcome, everybody, to our second voting meeting. We're going to... is everybody ready? Looks like everyone's ready. All right, Mike. Mike?
Academy's not here.
What's that? Okay. All right.
We did his last night.
No, we did his last night. So we're on to... we're starting off with personnel. Mike, are you...
Oh, I thought Martha had an exit social services motion.
Oh, okay.
Did you?
All right.
Social services.
You have a social services motion?
About the cars.
I'm sorry, Mike. Oh, I see it. I'm looking at today's schedule and DSS is on here.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
It was just about putting...
I must have been looking at the wrong schedule.
Okay. All right, it's the one that says revised 9/29.
Right. We've got a couple of them that say revised 9/29.
Oh, really? Whoops. Hopefully I'm looking at the right one. Let me see.
But, the whole idea was three cars are not included in Steve's budget, and I was hoping we could find one-time money for them. So when we come back to DSS, that's what I would like to talk about.
All right, so that will be the next one.
And somebody has the...
Sorry, Steve.
Someone has in mind to make a motion for facilities, too, for one-time money or something. For the maintenance. I just want to make sure somebody's got an eye on that.
Norma, is that in the October 6th meeting? Okay. All right, so we'll add that. Okay. Great, so we are starting off with personnel.
Okay.
So, Mike, are you ready?
Sorry, I just was kidding.
Can I just make a request?
Yes, Carol.
People announce the pages, if they have them in advance,
yes,
and give us a minute to flip to them before they launch into their request.
I'm sorry, I will do that, yes. It's OTR 84, which is on the page 51 of the OTR pages.
Nathan?
Yes.
Just a tip. Everything's alphabetized by committee, and within the committee, alphabetized by the department. So, you know, human resources comes after health and human services, and, you know, it's just a way to pick it, even if you don't have the page number.
There are those of us who are not so good at
alphabet. Okay. Well, that's the way I've always figured it out.
All right, Mike, you have a personnel motion?
Yes. It's also page 241 in your big books. I'd like to move that half of the funds that were recommended as one time for professional services, which is at present 35.5, be moved into contingent fund, so it would have no effect on the tax levy, pending a more comprehensive report or plan regarding staff development and training.
Isn't it already one time? And
it is one time, but I'm moving to put half of the one time in this line into contingent fund pending a more comprehensive plan.
Right, but neither affects the tax levy, though. Right?
Absolutely correct.
Right. Okay. All right. Do I have a second? All right. Kathy seconds.
For purposes of discussion.
For purposes of discussion. All right. Discussion. We'll start off with Mike, and then Dooley, and then Jim.
I'm not on the Human Resources Committee, but for a number of years, I have been asking and looking for a more comprehensive plan regarding the needs of the county staff development training. And I know that there is this core supervisory training, which this line speaks to in terms of a progression over 3 years of a cadre of professionals getting trained in supervisory training. But I have not yet seen a more comprehensive training plan, kind of a strategy for all county government in terms of whether it's including diversity training, including even a survey of what the needs are. So I just was using this as a way to park some funds pending a report.
All right. I have Dooley, Jim, and then Kathy.
Well, Mike, I have certainly shared your concern about there being comprehensive training for all of us. But it would be, I think, a serious mistake to think that what's in the budget now isn't worth funding fully without trying to call it into question. For the supervisory staff, there seems to be proposed a coherent and comprehensive sequence of courses, which will take place over 2.5 years. And it's certainly one of the things that I've been looking forward to seeing be put in place. I'm sorry it's not being in-house, but using TC3 is a reasonable thing, and I see no reason to call it into question the way this motion makes me feel you're doing.
Jim?
My question, and I think members of the department are here, I think it would be interesting to know what the $35,000 is going to accomplish. And I believe when you start talking about a comprehensive training plan for Tompkins County, when you start thinking about those numbers, they're going to go up considerably. And it's more like maybe four times that amount, mm-hmm. So or bigger. So, you know, right now I'm concerned about what do we get for the $35,000 and what effect will it have on things that we're already doing and contracts we're trying to write.
Anita?
This plan was submitted to the HR committee this summer. There is a training group that's been meeting with TC and Sue Green specifically. This is the number one priority issue identified among the department heads as a pilot proposal to train two groups of 25 supervisors in the next 2 years. We provided to the legislature, and I can make extra copies, the supervisory orientation program.
No.
Thank you. And training plan. I provided this to you on September 10th, and if anyone needs extra copies, we can do that. What this consists of is to provide a core set of trainings to new supervisors, or one of our criteria will first be people who have been supervisors for 5 or fewer years. And the department heads will be nominating those individuals. Because it's a limited resource and because some departments span 190 employees versus other departments who may have 5 or less, the one criteria is how long you've been a supervisor, but another criteria is going to be the identified need of a department head to nominate one of their staff who is supervisory, because based on the range of services and the range of supervision, it may vary. There will be certain levels of training. There is a level one course, which consists of 6 or 7 courses, and then the group will go through the training together as a group, both through level one and then hopefully on to level two. And that continuity can also provide not just the training, but the opportunity for mentoring and in the future for them to have people who have gone through this training together and may have similar issues and skills, skill requirements in the organization. So the proposal is that the $35,000, the proposal is that one group would start the level one, 25 supervisors, hopefully around January of 2009, and they would complete level one by the end of the year. A second group would start mid-2009, probably in July. They would complete by mid-2010. But during that time, the first group who has completed level one will be moving in the year two to the second level of training. By the end of the 2 years or 2.5 years, hopefully 50 supervisors with certain accommodation for attrition and other things will have completed 2 levels of identified supervisory training across all the disciplines in the organization. In order to set this pilot up and in order to sign the contract with TC3, there has to be a commitment for the amount of money so that that program is set up with all of the trainers over a long period of time and the curriculum. So that's why we could have asked for multi-year funding. We were asked to put it in as in the way it is here, which is one time in a specific dedicated account.
Jim, did you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention there are other training initiatives going on. We've been working with WDSC and specifically Leslin and TFC on reestablishing the cultural competence training that was started with department heads a few years ago, and then having more of a rollout of that plan in 2009 and 2010, which will reach more than the senior staff of all the departments, and then build on that. And I do recognize the concern, but I'm not sure that that's addressed by, if we can't contract with TC3 for this, for the whole thing, we really can't contract with TC3 because it's a commitment to the supervisors to participate in a certain set curriculum.
Jim, you had a follow-up?
Yes. Not so much a follow-up. It occurred to me, and I spoke with people just today about how much each legislator knows about the training program. And I said, do all the legislators get an email when there's a training program that's going to be held by personnel? Apparently we don't, because we're not on the email. It goes out to the whole county. All of us are not included in that. So, but there are reports that are given out every 3 months or so about what the training opportunities are and what the county is spending for all of that. So I'm hoping that in the future that at least all of us would know on a monthly basis what kind of training are we doing, you know, what's coming up and what are we doing right now, so that some of the questions might be answered, you know, almost by yourself by reading emails.
Kathy and then Pam.
Thank you. I'll tell you, the reason I seconded this is in the past when I was on the county board, as we called it then, it was in the recent past, and I know some of y'all remember, we actually cut the training for employee training and staff development. And the reason I seconded this is because it's my belief that we're really in some dire straits, and that part of what we really need is to make sure that we are all aware, legislators and staff, of just what the plan is and have an idea of where we're going and have a way of being able to justify and measure our plan. And what's difficult for me in this situation is that it is kind of a comprehensive approach, but it's one that, as Jim pointed out, we're not really all aware of what's going on. A plan would be a good thing for all legislators to be aware of, and by way of putting it in contingency, it sort of makes it possible for the department to be aware of the importance of that to us, to be able to get a comprehensive plan that includes diversity training, that includes all these aspects of staff development, and it also allows us to measure it so that if we get in a bind, we're able to say, no, look, this is what we're doing, this is the results we've had, and this is why we need to keep it. And I've been there, and I've been under that kind of pressure that caused me, I think, probably to vote for that kind of cutting in the past. I don't want to be in that position again. So I would support this motion, and I understand that you're saying there's some difficulty with the contracting. I love TC3 and TC3 biz. I'd like to find a way to provide some assurance that we would get a plan and within a certain time limit. And for me, that's the reason I seconded the motion.
Pam, then Martha.
Yes, I have a question. Is this supervisory training going to be required?
That's the hope, yes. I mean, obviously that's a policy decision of the county to mandate
right.
it. But in my presentation and the department head's presentation to their staff, in identifying and electing those supervisors who will participate, it will certainly be mandatory from the standpoint of an assignment from their department head to allot their time to this work activity.
Okay, I mean, I would strongly recommend that. I think that often you have people who, when you have a volunteer system, people who sign up are often not the people who need the training the most. So I think that it's a very good idea to have it as a requirement. Thank you.
Bud? A
couple questions, Anita. So do I understand that $35,000 covers the whole package for the two levels in the 2.5 years?
That's correct.
And that's why it's in sort of dedicated account, not subject to rollover. It's a one-time funding, but we park it, and as the contract goes through, it just comes out of that bucket,
that's
right?
Correct.
Okay. And did you say and you're saying if you don't actually have confirmed access, you know, control of the money by this, you know, by it being in your budget, you can't actually contract with them?
I have not. This was not brought to my attention until Friday afternoon at 2:30 that this was a possible motion or what the issue was. I've not been in contact with TC Biz on an all or nothing at all, but clearly the way we've tried to establish this pilot was over a period of time with specific trainers knowing a schedule over 2 years and a commitment on the part of TC Biz to a schedule so that those supervisors who are going to be trained will know well in advance that whether it be every month or every 2 months, they have a set time and place and work assignment. And in order to do that, we had to come up with costs. And in order for them to do the costs, and I can't speak directly for them tonight, they had to know that we have a commitment to do this program through them over a period of time for X number of people. So if there's only, for example, 15,000 in the training or less, I don't know what it would be, but whatever you decide, for 2009, certainly we'll have to go back and talk about that. But it certainly wouldn't be optimum not to have a commitment at this point for the pilot itself.
Do you have any concerns? Sometimes you negotiate something on a volume discount or whatever. I mean, if you end up having to pay for this a la carte, do you think it's possible the price will go up? Or?
I mean, I'd be speculating. I can bring back information if that's the outcome.
All right. And you said September 10th you gave us a copy of the plan?
Yeah.
I'm sure mine's buried somewhere, so I'd love another copy. So thank you.
Right.
I'm not going to support this motion. I think it sounds like it's well thought out.
All right. I have Carol, and then I'm going to repeat the motion, and we'll go to a vote.
Yeah. I'd like to just know how many people we have who are in supervisory positions so that we know how many ultimately we want to be able to send through this, the training.
I would guess that out of 790 employees, that there are several hundred who can be considered supervisors. And there's two types of supervision. One is program supervision, and one is the supervision of staff. I believe that we're identifying persons, in, at least initially, who have a primary responsibility in the supervision of other staff. And that could be a small staff group, a small work group of three or four people. It could be a very large work group because of the range of the services in the departments. But I don't have an exact number of, if we did this for the next 20 years, how many supervisors would go through it. Okay. 50 seemed like a good pilot overall.
And then, again, maybe we should redistribute the plan to everybody because in our packets, I'm not sure.
No, I don't want another
right,
packet.
To those, if you want it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I'd like to make sure that I have one. Well, and then I have a question. Does the plan supervising retraining is, I don't see it as something that you do in an isolated environment from what you do as a supervisor. I mean, I assume the plan would call for building in oversight of supervisory activities and increasing of skills on a month-to-month or year-to-year basis as people talk about how their work is going. I assume we built in also, how is your supervising
going? It seems to be pretty specific in the plan, so if you want to go over that now, we can, or you could review it and let me know if there's any question. There are built-in measures and benchmarks and assessments along the way, both pre- and post-test assessments, and build skill building from one training to another. They're not isolated. They're not standalone.
No, okay. I think what I'm asking is, as supervisors have their own performance evaluations, would that be a normal part of a performance evaluation to talk about how's the supervisory part of what you do going?
I would certainly hope so.
All right, we're ready for a vote. Again, the motion on the floor is to take the $35,500 one time and make, is it all of it or half of it?
Half of it, right?
Half of it and put half of it into the contingency fund. And so that would be, what, half of that would be, oh gosh, my math.
17 and a half.
Yeah, right, 17 and a half, thank you. It's been a long day. Okay, I took finance this afternoon, so you know, I used all my math skills.
Round it off.
Kathy?
I thought I heard more to it. It was taking half of it, putting it into contingency, pending what?
Pending a comprehensive training development plan, but I'd rather just go to the vote. I don't think we have a vote for it.
I just want to make it clear that for myself, I don't believe that the plan we have is a comprehensive training development plan. I don't think it's as measurable as it could be, and I think it's lacking in the oversight that I, as a legislator in tough budget times, would like to have. That's why I seconded the motion, and that's why I would support doing this.
Okay. All right, are we ready for a vote? All right, all those in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. And opposed? 1, 2. So 9 opposed. Right, there's 13. All right, so that's 4 yeses and 9 noes. Okay. All right, thank you very much, Adita. And now we will move on to the to Frank's motion regarding the Tompkins County Public Library. That's OTR 6 on page 22 of your OTR pages. And this is regarding the Sunday hours. Frank.
Thanks, Nathan. I'd like to flip to the right page first. I'd like to move to restore the Sunday library service at the target amount of $20,000.
All right, and I have Will seconding.
And I want to give you some background. I saw Janet slip in, so I'm sure that if there are any specific questions, we can certainly rely on her. I know you all brought your strategic plans and the benchmark study, but in case you can't find them on your desk, the everything that we've heard in the last 2 or 3 years shows that library services on Sunday are heavily used. And regardless of who's sponsoring it or not, it seems to be the only day of the week that a lot of people can get downtown. Some of us that are living beyond the city limits and certainly beyond the town of Ithaca, it makes it a lot easier for us to access the library if we can do it on a Sunday. And there's a lot of kids that are utilizing it then too. I won't bore you with a lot of background, but I certainly think that this is an important item. And I think I'm going to leave it up to Janet to announce what the town of Ithaca did, because I think you should take a bow.
Well, as you know, we had created a proposal for the town of Ithaca, the city of Ithaca, and the county to split the cost of Sundays for 2009, and the town of Ithaca has been the first to step forward and commit to a third of the cost. So they have put $20,000 into their budget for 2009. So we're very pleased to know that they've responded positively to this proposal.
All right, I have Martha. Delia, did you have it? All right, Martha, Greg, and then I have the comments. Oh, and then Will.
Just to be real clear, I understand the supervisor's put it into his budget, but the town board has, you know, has a process like ours, and it could come out, it could get doubled, you know. So I did check with Herb, and I also checked with the mayor, and at the moment it's not in her budget, but as she pointed out, Common Council could put it in. So I am... I think the Sunday hours make a tremendous amount of sense. I think it's worthwhile. I think our constituents will notice it and appreciate it. However, I'm sorry, Jan, I didn't give you a sort of a heads up about this, but what I would like to say is I'd like to vote for this, but I would also like to cut something out of OTR, the collections one. OTR 4, where Steve included $50,000 in target that is just about a third of what you requested. So I'm not going to, like, literally make this contingent, but that's sort of my part of this is I feel like in this time we can't do everything. We can't, you know, I see OTR 4 as increasing our commitment, and I don't think we can do both, and I would rather put the money into the Sunday hours. So I will make that motion after this discussion is finished. I just want to let everybody here know. So,
Greg?
a lot of my constituents tell me they think the library is more accessible to folks that walk and not so much to folks who drive. And not many of my constituents walk to the library, obviously. But I think the three-way partnership is a really good idea. I think Sunday hours certainly makes sense. I support libraries generally. I like supporting things that can help people help themselves. I think libraries fall into that category. I definitely would not want any of the other two municipalities to balk at this for lack of our support. So I would support this as well.
I had comments, but I will just second what Greg said instead. So Will, and then Frank, and then I have Steve, and then Carol.
Thank you, Nathan. I am also going to vote for this, and I have to say I actually initially was sort of unclear about it. In my hierarchy, Janet, I think the collection is actually more important because I think if the collections start going stale, if we underfund it, then the whole reason for being becomes less. So, I think it's very important that we maintain that. I initially thought, well, maybe Sunday hours was something we could give up on, but then learning that the town of Ithaca was, or at least the supervisor, Herb Engman, had recommended in his initial budget to include, had included this in his initial budget, and that the city will be considering it. This is a three-legged stool, and I think if we remove support from that, that stool will collapse. And I know in years past, the library has been very creative about cobbling together support for Sunday hours, and maybe that would happen again, but I really, really want to see it open. I think it's vitally important these times that we have this access. So I hope we vote for this.
Frank?
I just wanted to add, pardon me, that the city does contribute. Several years ago, some of you will remember that we negotiate that sales tax agreement with the city, and part of it goes to support TCAT and some of the human services and whatnot, but we were successful in adding a piece for the library. So for those of you that perhaps haven't studied the city budget recently, just so you know, the city is a contributor. It's not earmarked for Sunday hours, but I wouldn't want any of my colleagues to go away thinking that the city doesn't contribute anything. We've tried to get it increased in the past, and we'll continue to work on that, with your help, of course. But there's one comment I would like to remind you of, and this precedes most of you it probably precedes all of you on this board, with the exception maybe of Dooley. We had a colleague a number of years ago named Ethel Nichols, who used to sit right where Carol is sitting. And Ethel was a Spanish teacher at the high school, and in addition to other things in town.
French.
Well, she also taught Spanish. And Ethel's comment when it always came to the library is, it's the one thing we could do for the good people. So I know that's a little awkward, but that was her comment. And I think in deference to some of the support that some of us have given over the years, I think it's important to remember the access question for everyone in the county.
Okay. Pam, I'll put you on the list.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I have Steve, then Carol, then Jim, then Martha, then Pam. So, sorry about that.
Janet, mine's a real stumper. I need to ask you a question, that's all. Okay. The $8,500 that you're including is part of the county's contribution if this were to pass. It's part of the $20,000.
That's correct.
Are the other municipalities aware that that's how that's structured, so that there's not a misinterpretation later on? So in other words, there would be $8,500 would be paid through our utility accounts, and then $11,500 would be a direct contribution.
I'm looking at the proposal that we sent them, and
I did not at that time that I spoke with them state that that's one of the ways the county could make its make up its $20,000, no, because that was a choice that you have to make. So no, it was not identified as how the county would do that. No.
Okay. And now I have Carol.
I had my comments prepared. I have to follow Frank's comment with I'm honored to be in Ethel's seat. I do believe that people live up to or down to the expectations we set for them, so I'm not sure I believe there are bad people, bad practices. But we can talk about that sometime. What I wanted to say was I just wanted to point out that I believe you had said that, is it correct that almost half of this $8,500 is just the utilities to keep the building open on that day? That's correct. And I also want to say that I have constituents. You can walk to the library from where I live, but I think most of them unfortunately don't. And I have heard from constituents who say that their working hours during the week are getting longer and longer, and they can't go to the library if it's not on the weekend. So they really appreciate having it. I will support this year. It actually disturbed me a little bit that this came in as priority 4 of the library's priorities. I would actually like to ask it in future years, if it can, that this be built into the base budget. And I would like to see the library define this as something that just ought to be part of what we do for the community.
I moved it as target. Yeah. It is, Carol.
Okay, but next year it should come to us as as part of their budget, not as an
overall. Right, but if it passes, if we make it target, it will be part of their base budget.
Next year.
2010.
But they do have the prerogative to bring it forward as an OTR the following year, unless you're clear in your instructions that you don't want to see that.
Okay. Yeah. That's true in every case.
All right. Next, I have Jim, and then it's Martha, then Pam.
Thank you, Nathan. We're putting 20 in. Is it a $60,000 program? I mean, how much does it really cost to run Sunday hours? 60? This seems like one of those perfect things. If we're waiting to hear from other municipalities, that we would move the 20 to contingency until we find out what it is they're going to do. And I totally support that, the idea that, actually good and bad people should go to the library.
You're welcome,
Frank. I spent many years with Ethel Nichols, okay, on the city council, and then she graduated to here. and I'll leave it at that. at any rate, that's what I would. I would move that we put the $20,000 into contingency fund until further information is given to us on what the other municipalities are doing. And I certainly don't want to commit Herb Engman and the town board. He said there's a number in there. We put numbers in our budget, and they're not locked in until people vote for them.
That's true.
All right, do I have a second on that motion? All right, that amendment? Second? All right, seconded by Michael Pinkelair. All right, and now the amendment is to move that $20,000 into contingent pending further information from what the town of Ithaca and the city of Ithaca do. Is that correct? All right. All right, so we're going to go back to our original list because I'm. Do you still, Martha and Pam, want to talk? All right. So Martha, Pam, Dooley, Carol.
I'll make it relevant.
So, Gabby.
A question is, if it's in contingency, then I don't know how it can be target. But I think I would like to leave it as a motion to put it into target. I think we will hear by the time we button down our budget what the other municipalities do. So I'd be happy to sort of remember that if they don't both include it in their budget, then we will come back and adjust this. So I don't think we have to make a contingency. And I think, in fact, what I would like to do is send a message, a strong message, to those municipalities that we support this and we're hoping that they do as well. So, in other words, to encourage the town board to agree with the supervisor and to encourage the council to disagree with the mayor. So I would really like to see this to go in as a target expense, and you know, we can reevaluate if we hear that the municipalities did something different.
All right, Pam.
Well, I would like to know what the plan is. Is that if, say, only two-thirds of this three-legged stool come up with the money? I mean, will the library be open half of Sunday? Or what is the plan? Or is there a plan?
Well, there have been years when we've only been open for six Sundays because that was all the money we were able to obtain. That was a year when we received a member item from Assemblywoman Lifton. We were open for a month and a half, and that was as far as it went. So with two-thirds funding, we'll go as far as we can, which would probably take us about into September, and hope that that gives us some time to either find a private donor or perhaps looking for other savings in our budget at that point. So we won't open for 2 hours. We would open for 4 hours and take it as far as we can.
Okay. Thank you.
Dooley?
I just wanted to also say that I would leave it in target to make it clear to the other two municipalities that we are not in agreement with the county administrator's recommendation in this regard. We really think this is a good idea.
Carol and then Kathy.
Well, I just wanted to clarify with Jim's amendment whether the contingency is that they decide to stay open Sundays somehow, or whether the actual other city and town have to put their pieces in at the same rates.
Well, my sense of what I said was that if we have 20,000 in contingency, then we would come back and say, let's bring it out for Sunday hours, and you buy whatever you can buy for $20,000.
No, it's one time, then.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's what is the problem.
Okay. I have a point of clarification. Does the town have, like, one-times and targets like we do?
Will might be the best person to
Will.
Answer.
No, they do not use that term.
Okay.
And, no, they do not. To the best of my knowledge.
Okay. So if it's in, so if the supervisor does put it in the budget, is there a good chance that it will continue to be in the budget, or is it going to come up for review again?
I'd say there's no way of knowing at this point, because
right.
they're confronted with a lot of the same reality as we are.
Right.
But that is a strong signal, I think, and I know from talking with other people on the board that there is support for this idea. Whether it's enough to get weighed against all the others, I don't know.
All right, thanks. All right, Kathy?
Thank you. I just want to explain where I am with this. I think Sunday service is important. A lot of people have made that really clear to me. I also think that it's exciting and thrilling to see the proposed three-way partnership. I'd like to find a way to make this work. However, I wouldn't support putting this in target. I think the three-legged stool is kind of shaky. I think that the whole notion of the county utility surcharge and the remainder for staffing and security services is something that, if we put it in target, could end up being a commitment that the other two partners could withdraw from, and we would end up covering the whole thing. And I'm not sure that I can do that with the budget situation the way it is. I'd like to try what was suggested, put it in contingency, see how it works out, send the strongest message we can that way. I think that gives us the best stability for us and for the taxpayers, and it sends the strongest message that we can and gives us the most leverage with the other two parties in saying, okay, let's try this and let's see how it works out. I want to get a long-term commitment to sustain this, but I can't do the target for doing Sunday support for this for the foreseeable future, which is what I see agreeing to this would do.
All right. I have Jim and then Frank, and then we're going to vote on this amendment.
Nathan, I was only going to say that the city of Ithaca, I believe their budget goes pretty much back to zero, and everything is up for grabs. There is no target, and one time. It all pretty much is one time and until next year. At least when I chaired the committee, that's the way it was.
Frank?
Yeah, I'd just like to remind the board, we've heard probably more so this year, well, it's been louder this year and perhaps a little more frequently than in the past, but city residents are clamoring about how they've been hit twice by the county tax and also by the city tax. And so, depending upon how you look at that, I think this is a gesture where the county can step in and help in a way that, so what if it helps people that live in the city more than it helps people that live in Caroline or Danby? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the service is needed. If someone can get down there from Caroline or Danby or Dryden or wherever, I think it's an important service. And there's a lot of us that have to travel into town on Sunday for religious reasons, and we do avail ourselves of the services. And I think that this is worthwhile. And, Will, I appreciate what the town has done, and I hope it stays in. So I would encourage your support. Jim, I'm sorry, but I won't support the contingent fund request. I'd like to see it as started.
All right. Okay, are we ready to vote? Actually, I have a point of clarification. This may sound sort of ignorant, but is this a contingent fund request or a contingency fund request? Because I hear both, and I always say contingent. So, Steve,
I always call it the contingency fund.
Okay, the contingency fund. So, is it a contingency fund request then?
What is
David?
The expert.
Well, it's a contingent fund.
It is a contingent fund.
But is it also correct to say funds are a contingency,
right,
that reside in the contingent fund?
All right, okay.
Sorry,
that's what I really meant.
Well, I'm totally clear now, so all right.
Did you want to establish a group create a plan?
Yes, absolutely. We'll do that. All right. The amendment right now to the motion is to move $20,000 earmarked into the contingent fund. All right? All those in favor? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, 6. And opposed? 7. So that's 6 ayes, 7 noes. All right, and now we're back to the original motion, which is to make $20,000 target. All right, Martha, and anybody else want to speak?
Depends on what Martha says.
All right.
As I said before, I intend to make the next motion be about taking the same amount of money out of OTR4, so people are worried about sort of the bottom line, and I say that with deep regret. We can't fund all of OTR4, the whole batch, you know. But things being what they are, I would I'm going to try to offset this motion that way.
So, are you proposing to take $20,000 out of that line?
It's a separate motion.
Yeah, out of the 04, but all I'm saying is, so if anybody's feeling like, geez, we can't add $20,000 to the budget, I have the next action would allow somebody
You haven't made that motion.
No. Yeah, I'm not.
We'll allow that right after this.
Yeah, I'm not literally tying them together in any way.
Okay. All right. Any other comments? All right, we're going to vote on the motion. Again, this is $20,000 into target for Sunday library service. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's 8 ayes, 5 noes. All right. And Martha, you have a motion. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You heard.
Okay.
Okay. Again, with deep regret, I'd like to move the... Hi, Nathan. I know. Nathan's been emailing me. I'd like to move that target request from 50 down to 30.
Do we have a second? Michael Kwinkelaer seconds. All right. Discussion. Mike Sigler.
I have a question.
I seem to recall last year we were able to get $25,000 worth of target funding moved from one time to target for the collection. And it's always been my recollection that they were striving to get $50,000 of target money for the collection for a year. So I don't know how we got the $50,000. I mean, I'd really like to see them get $25,000 more for the collection as target, and that brings them up to 50 for target for the collection, so that we can kind of put that issue to bed. But so I'm a little, I guess I'm kind of confused with the numbers as to how we got to certain numbers.
All right. Do we have a response to that, Mike?
Yeah, Martha's motion does that. She adds 30,000 target.
Or I leave 30,000.
Right. But so the total would still be above 50 in your
right,
scenario.
Right, it would be like 55.
Which, correct.
Okay.
So
$5,000.
No, wait a minute. I thought I understood it till he said that. Excuse me.
All right. Janet, do you have a comment? You look like you do.
Well, I do. And, yeah. And the request for collection funds included the bundling of the $25,000 for the actual purchase of items plus the staffing to select them, catalog them, to process them, put them on the shelf. When you approved, or when Steve's budget allocated $50,000 out of the request for $145,000, you asked me how I would allocate that $50,000, and I said very clearly it would go to staff because that's our highest priority. If Martha's request or Martha's motion is to reduce that from 50 to 30, you're asking me, am I going to put that into the collection or I'm going to put that into staffing? I'm still going to have the same answer. We are so understaffed that it has to go into the staff. So it doesn't get to where we want to be with another $25,000 in acquisitions, but that's the choice that we're making, is to allocate it to the staff. Does that help, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
That helps a lot. Thanks.
All right. I have, sorry, let's go Jim, Martha, Pam, and Dooley.
Actually, she's first.
Okay, I just felt bad about last time. That's fine. All right.
Someone
then
else
Dooley,
want to go?
Then Pam.
Do you want to go?
No, you go ahead.
I'm not going to support Martha's resolution. I think if you're going to put it in target, you put it in target. The collection needs to stay where it is, and it looks like to me that it's not enough anyway. So, you know, we'll have to deal with a 20K down the road and look for some other place if people are that concerned about it.
My read of Steve's decision here, and, you know, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, is you looked at the total number and said, all right, we can't do 145. I'm going to just put 50 in, but I'll put it in as target, and I'll let the library decide what they want to do with it, without saying specifically it should go this or this. So I want to point out that let's say it's $50,000, and you know, that means a new initiative of $25,000, the way it's written, a new initiative of $25,000 new target money for collections and probably another new staff member. And really, I wish we could fund all of it, but the point is we have turned down our own departments for, you know, if something looks or smells like a new initiative, it gets voted down or doesn't get put in there in the first place. So I just want to point out, this motion, as even with just 30 instead of 50, is new money that we're expanding the library, in addition to the maintenance of effort allocations that Steve included in the other OTRs. We're talking about new money when we've really eliminated those kinds of requests from other departments. So,
all right, I have Dooley, then Pam.
Thanks. Well, when we left here yesterday, the Tompkins County Public Library wasn't on the schedule. So I was really surprised to see it there today. I don't object to your motion being here today, Frank, but I had motions I wanted to make on the public library, which I hadn't gotten in yet. And in particular, I was going to bring up OTR-4, which Martha is trying to cut now. I read it. I reread it. I've seen the library request the
staff, the half-time circulation clerk, half-time technical services clerk, over and over again. It's what the consultant they hired to review their processes said they needed. And it makes no sense to me to add to the collection without being able to service and process it correctly. And things are getting worse there, not better. So I wanted to move, and may still move, the three half-time positions that in total come to $58,794. And then there's the question of the librarians, also needed, half-time youth, half-time adult. And I would probably move one of those, probably the youth librarian. So that would be 30,000 something. So the grand total would be just under 90,000. That's looking at staff, which is an ongoing commitment, unlike books, which usually it's easy to raise outside money for, which you can do one time in any amount you feel like, or you can add to Target. And Mike Sigler, I would love to see us building it up over the years as Target. But I wouldn't do that this year. I would move those staff positions. So instead of making an amendment to your motion, I'm just definitely going to vote against your motion, and then I'll bring something up some other time.
Okay. Pam?
Pass.
Pass. All right. Okay. So, all right. Any other discussion? Any more discussion? All right. None. So that sounds good. So the motion on the floor is to take OTR 4, which is recommended by the administrator at $50,000 target, and reduce that to $30,000 target. All right. Are we prepared to vote? Okay. All those in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. 5. Yeah, me. Yeah. And then opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. All right, that's 5 ayes and 8 noes. Okay. All right, we are 30 minutes behind schedule now, and we're going to move on now to the Human Services Coalition. Thank you, Janet, for coming today. I'm sure we might, it appears that we might see you again in future weeks, so until then. All right. So, Frank, you have a motion regarding the Human Services Coalition, specifically the Women's Opportunity Center. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And this is OTR 37 on page 35 of your OTR books. Go ahead, Frank.
Thank you. Demi is here still, so if there are any questions, we can ask that. My concern here is that in reading in our on our yellow OTR pages, this truly is a new initiative for the county to sponsor. And I would not have proposed this except the very last sentence of the effect piece. The effect paragraph says, if this request is not funded, the center will continue the program as they are currently doing until they can secure the funding to expand. While I'm certainly not opposed, and we talked about this during the regular hearing, while I'm certainly not opposed to helping people get trained, I think that there's an opportunity to work with other individuals in retail to do this training. We have groups such as RSVP that have retired individuals that are retired from the retail trade. We have a number of retailers in the area. And I think the type of training we're talking about can certainly, we can find someone, or Demi can, however it's done, I think that this hole can be plugged. And this perhaps is not the year for us to be funding an item like this. It's simple as that. And I'll move that, because it hasn't been moved yet.
Yes, it hasn't been moved.
Okay, I'll move so we can talk about it.
All right. Do I have a second?
And I'm only proposing, by the way, taking $10,000 out of there.
All right, so you move to take $10,000 from that $15,000 one time. All right, do I have...
Why? I just didn't want to cut the whole thing.
All right, do I have a second?
Yeah, I will second it, because I want to question it. I want to ask a question.
All right, all right. Jim, seconds. Go ahead, Jim.
Is it? It's 15,000, and if you cut 10, what happens to the other five? I mean, I think if you're not supporting this, that it should all be gone and not just leave five. What do you get for five?
Dummy or Kathy?
I'm assuming that's a question.
Yes, yes.
Tom is with us. I would just like to say in answer to Frank's question, you know, I appreciate that we all use lots of volunteers, but this is a professional position. It's been, you can come on up. I want to make sure I get this right. They've been using staff, they're pulling them out of other programs to try to kind of run this program. You've lost two part-time staff this year.
Speak into the mic, please.
We got a $60,000 cut from the Sony Bridge program. And this position is so critical for us to get this year by. These women, it's not like we can fill with volunteers. We have tons of volunteers there. But this is very critical because these women have, most of them are TANF recipients, the trainees. And they are referred by the DSS, and we provide them the work experience hours. And 19 of them got jobs through this program. It is amazing because these women have never worked, or they have multiple barriers to employment, childcare, daycare. And even sometimes they get the job, and they won't keep it, they come back. And we have to work with them constantly, daily, trying to figure it out how to get them work. And the 19 people that got jobs is a huge result. I mean, if you talk to the DSS commissioner even, she will say the value. It's not, I'm asking this money so next year with the profit, I'm sure we can support it by itself. We get like 6 to 7 women every week from the DSS referred and from our other programs. We put people there for training. I think it's very critical for them to have full-time staff covered by half-time from our staff and half-time from there to get the training. Volunteers, of course we use volunteers. And it's not enough with the volunteers. The amount of training these women need, and this is a good example. This one woman who got training from us, it's not only the technical, it's their culture is so different. One woman who got our training, she found a good job, we thought. She'll keep it. The second day of the job, she was working with the flower store. A man came and asked for some roses, wanted to buy roses for his wife. She said, "Too bad, you can't get everything in life. We don't have roses today." So that we have to change attitude even, not only the training skills. So finally, after 3 months, she got a second job, and she's been working there. So it's not training the cash register and this. It's just constantly working with them. We are making a difference. So it's the generational poverty cycle we are trying to break. And I am really hoping that you will consider this because it's a critical point that we are at. We need that. And next year, that's why we asked for one time. I'm hoping that we can make enough and we can keep going the position.
Okay, I have Kathy, Martha, Steve, and then Jim. And then I think I think that will be enough for discussion. All right?
Thank you.
Kathy.
This morning I was at a meeting between the Workforce Investment Board and members of the superintendents of the various schools. And what they were talking about was the state of our workforce and the problems that local employers have in finding qualified employees. And there was a huge... there was a chart that showed that we have a whole lot of folks that have high school diploma or less and who aren't adequately trained for jobs, but who either work or live and work in Tompkins County. And the program that Dami's talking about was roundly praised by everybody that talked about that as addressing just this cohort. It also talked about the potential cost in welfare and the potential cost in social services were these women and their children to not have the kind of breadwinning support that this training offers them. I was actually thinking about moving this as target tonight, and y'all know that doesn't that's not the sort of thing I would do very often. But the accolades that this program got today really convinced me that it's filling a need that we have here. And I think that it's something that we need to really pay attention to, and possibly even, you know, with this being a trial as a one-time, look to figuring out how to make this kind of training, which is specialized toward the population, as Dami so articulately said, a part of our regular programs. So watch out, because next year I might move this as target if the numbers continue to be so positive.
All right. Martha?
Yay, Kathy, thank you. I really appreciate hearing that, and I've been part of some of those workforce meetings, and, you know, I would second that. That's a huge gap. This is a question that I think is for Nancy Burstyn. This is being one-time money. Is this probably actually city sales tax money?
No.
No, okay.
This one is not. This is the only one that isn't.
Okay. Well, I think we should keep it in, and it's really worth it.
All right. Steve, Jim, and then Leslie.
I question this also because of the source of the funding, but what the way it's been reported to you is exactly the way I heard it, too. And this is exactly what you want to spend one-time money for. This is why you have one-time money. You give people an opportunity to take a chance, try to prove something, make a difference, save money in the long run, end up at the back end of it self-supporting. And when I finally understood exactly the entire proposal, I just said, this is a no-brainer. This is what you should support.
Jim?
I second the motion. I'm not going to support Frank's motion. And I find it humorous that the employee that she was talking about has already adopted what typical employees sometimes, I mean, I've been treated like that, and these people have been here a lot longer than that person. So whatever you can do to make that more like Wegmans, I'm going to support.
All right, Leslie and then Frank.
Dami, I'm just trying to understand the program a little bit more. So if I heard you correctly, women are referred to the program primarily through DSS. Is that correct?
Most of them, yes.
Most of them. And they come for skills training around employment.
And find a job, exactly.
And finding a job.
Yes.
Could I ask how this is partnering, if in any way, with workforce development? Because I thought that was also something that's offered through workforce development as well.
I'm a board director in the workforce, and I am a partner. But this is something, I mean, we refer people. If we can't find them jobs, we refer and they refer. There's a partnership in that way. Mm-hmm. But in the training, no, there is no partnership. We have partnership with the Ithaca College. Mm-hmm. So if this, they went through the curriculum very carefully, they accepted it. And if these women have GED, we give them a certificate from Ithaca College too. Mm-hmm. And the Department of Labor Commissioner came to the opening, and she keep talking about our program all over wherever she goes. This is a one-of-a-kind in New York State. She wants me to come to other programs and introduce it and give the idea to them. This is a very unique, because this is hands-on experience. This, more than anything, if you see them the first time they come to the center, and when they, after like 2-3 weeks, the self-confidence they have serving the customers and all this stuff, they get practical training. We tried several projects with workforce. Some programs, it's hard to work as partnership, especially when you're dealing with referring, yes. And using some resources, yes. I don't know what kind of partnership you are asking for, but we do a lot of partnership with them in different programs. But
listen, this is specifically for the store, the Seconds on Court. This is a half-time person to help train in that specific location.
Thank you.
Okay. Frank, and then we're going to end discussion there because I think this
is... I get the last word, right? I liked what Dami said about the 1 year and that the evaluation as far as stepping back and seeing how it's going. So as I told you by phone, Kathy, the message you never got, I am prepared to withdraw this as a motion. So I will withdraw it, and I'll wait a year to see what your results are.
And I hope you all shop there.
You have to start selling men's clothes.
Okay. All right. When a motion's withdrawn, do I have to go to the seconder for that? Okay. All right. Great. Well, the motion's withdrawn. Okay. Thank you. All right, we're moving on now to, yes, Mike.
Just an observation.
Yes.
If that had not been seconded, you would not have had the full discussion.
Say it again. So you're going to blame me for that?
No, no, I'm just saying, when we second for discussion purposes, we are be aware that if no one else is about to second, that's the implication. I understand the reasoning, I appreciate it, but when you see that no one else is about to second and you second it, that you're taking that on for a full discussion. We all are.
So the next item, Mike, we should not second.
That's fine. That's a very good indicator that there's no support for it, and don't waste anybody's time.
All right, so next we're on to rural libraries. This is OTR 2. Actually, well, this is, all right. It's not quite OTR 2, is it, Mike? I mean...
Actually, I'm glad to have Mike Sigler move his first, and I'll take up this one second.
Okay.
See, I was going to do the same thing.
No, I think let's leave them in the order that they're in.
Yeah, I'd go with yours. And then
All right. I'll move mine.
All right.
My motion actually is making zero change to that OTR line.
Right.
Total dollars stay the same.
We should go to the big books then to look at these numbers. Would that be better?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. What page is that, Mike, that you're looking at?
I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
142, I think.
142?
Maybe.
105?
Nope, I'm wrong.
105?
I'm wrong. Sorry.
Anybody get another bit?
105.
105, all right.
105.
Okay. I simply would move that the total funds that are now allocated for all rural libraries, which is approximately 131,000, be redistributed to 6 libraries instead of 5. That's the motion.
All right. And Mike Sigler seconds.
Oh, darn.
Why are you seconding?
And let me.
Why are you seconding?
You're not
going to
support
us. You're not going to support
us. All right. Once he supports it. Okay. All right. Mike Sigler seconds. Okay. Discussion. So I have.
Just a point of clarification.
Yes.
The amount is listed as 131. That's what's currently in the budget.
Right.
The recommended amount is 134,060.
Yeah.
And includes the Finger Lakes Library.
Yes. That's one of the problems.
134,060 divided by 6. Excuse me.
And you mean to include the Finger Lakes Library?
That's where 6 comes from.
How much is this Finger Lakes Library?
15,450, yes.
It's the 6.
Yes. Finger Lakes Library would continue at recommended level for 2009. The other libraries, which are looking at 29,870 times presently 4, would be divided by 5.
Okay. I'm going to have trouble.
Somewhat complicated motion.
Yeah.
But the intent is to take the present package of funds and to divide it by 5 libraries, because I don't think that we are in the business of every time a branch comes online automatically giving them 29,870.
Okay. All right, speaker list is Kathy, Jim, Pam, and then Dooley, and then Frank.
Well, the reason I seconded is because while I've been on the board, this comes up a lot, and there's a question of equity and problems every year about how to allocate it and how to do it. And as Mike pointed out, we're likely to have additional libraries coming on board. I think that we do have the Tompkins County Public Library that is the county library, and I think the rural libraries are deserving of support, and this is a way to be equitable, and this is a way to make the project something that, as a county board, as a county legislature, every year we can allocate a lump sum for and know that what we're doing is an equitable thing that's the best we can do, and I think it's a smart move in terms of looking down the road.
Okay. Next, we have Jim.
Nathan, the original request from the Ulysses Library left out $870, and I would like to add that to that number. So Steve's number would be 134,930. Is that right?
You said you were excluding, I believe what was said was the Finger Lakes Library was being excluded, so it would be 119,480 divided among the 6.
Yes, but that is... I accept Jim's motion as friendly to bring up what would have been an 870 oversight in Ulysses and then dividing it. So that's considered friendly.
Wait, I'm real confused. Yeah. I thought you did include the Finger Lakes Library, and you said 5 libraries, which leaves nothing to Lansing.
No, he
No, yes, it
no,
does.
No, 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 it doesn't.
It takes the four Finger Lakes,
Groton, Newfield, South Fork, and
the
Ulysses.
Four,
I'm asking you,
right, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay, all right. So basically what you did is you removed the sum that goes to the Finger Lakes library system, right?
Correct.
And then with the remaining money, right, which was $119,000 we are adding the 870, right? And then that brings it to $120,350.
That brings it to the $119,480.
Oh, it does bring it to the $119,480.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And then so that $119,480 is being split between the five rural libraries.
Correct.
Including that, which includes Lansing.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. Who's give me the number one more time. I'm sorry.
Right. I'm sorry. Well, the list is Jim, Pam, Dooley, Frank, Leslin, Greg, and then Martha.
No, right. I'm good. Okay.
Okay. All right, so, Jim, did you want to continue?
Well, I am not going to support this resolution because when you talk about equitable, it is less than what each library would receive last year, I believe, if you start dividing one more library into the whole pile of money. So it clearly is not equitable. The message is, we're going to give you less money and don't look for any more. We're not even going to give you the same amount of funds we gave you last.
$22,000. All right. I have Pam.
Yes, I am still confused because in the agenda item here for this, it says redistribute target funding among all libraries, $131,000 divided by six. Now,
yeah, because he included the Finger Lakes library system. That's why we removed that sum, the amount of money that goes to.
Well, if you have four libraries and you add in the Lansing library, that's five.
Right. Correct. That's right. Yes.
So why is there six?
Because when Mike did that, he was counting the Finger Lakes library system at that time.
Right, but if you're not including the Finger Lakes library system,
that's why
then you should reduce the amount of money. It should
correct
have been.
And that's why it's reduced to 119.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, so what happened is, again, is that there was this, the whole sum of money was about $134,000 or so. Right. And then we remove the amount of money going to the Finger Lakes library system. Now there are five libraries, right, including Lansing, right? So with the remaining sum, which is $119,480, we will divide that by five.
Okay.
And that's the amount that will go to each one of the libraries.
Roughly $22,000.
Roughly $22,000, okay. All right, is that clear for everybody? All right. Okay. Pam, did you have additional comments?
I will not support this change. I know that at one point I was talking about supporting it, but I am not going to support it.
Okay. All right, Dooley.
Well, I won't support it either. I think there's nothing worse than having a new library in town and having the other libraries able to blame that new library for our decrease in their funding.
Yeah.
I don't see why Mike Ziegler thinks that's a good idea. Anyway, I think that it would be nice to be talking about the 2009 figures instead of the 2008 figures. And by accepting Jim's desire to have Ulysses be the same as Groton, Newfield, and Southworth, I think we are talking about the 2009 figures. So I'm confused about the math that's being used. In any event, I won't support this, and I will support doing something for Lansing, but not as part of this motion.
Okay. All right. Next on our list is Frank. And I just want people to, you can get a sense of where people are. And once you know more or less where people are, you might want to keep your comments very short or not have them at all, because we are far behind schedule.
Notice Nathan reminds you of that as I am about to speak.
It's only coincidental.
Mine is more of a process item than it is the numbers, but we worked very hard over 20 years to get these numbers where they are. And I think the rural libraries have participated And some of you have heard the account of the number of special library committees several of us have been on, and some of us have chaired. We worked to get these numbers up to where they are now. Now, while I don't have an axe to grind with Lansing, I think it would be unfair to split this now among the libraries that have worked very, very hard to get to the funding level that we've been able to support. What I would suggest is that as we look towards 2000, I'm proposing we leave this alone. Mike, I can't support your resolution or your motion. What I would support is that next year, my suspicion is Lansing will be in the mix in 2009. And as we look towards 2010, that we may have to revive one of the old committees in order to look at how we fund rural libraries. I know everybody's anxious to have another committee assignment, but it may be that we may have to do that. I hope it will be a simple process, but I think at this point in time, it's late in the year. It would be, I think, devastating to some of these rural libraries that have counted on funding going into 2009 to whack them at this point. And while I'll support something for Lansing, I don't think it's fair to take it out of the hides of the existing libraries. Or I know you're not including the Finger Lakes Library System, but I don't think it would be fair to penalize them. So I won't support the motion, Mike.
All right. And if it helps people with what I said earlier, I do not support this motion either. Okay? All right. And with that, Leslyn, Greg, and then Martha. And then Carol. All
right. I think as you go along, I'm getting some clarification. So, well, Frank, what if the other libraries wanted part of their hides shaved? Still not acceptable?
I didn't hear what you said, Leslyn.
Never mind. Lansing is not in the mix as it is right now. And
correct.
So the proposal was to include Lansing as well. That's not what I heard, and that's what I'm a little confused. Is to include Lansing.
Correct.
And then make that division.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Greg?
I won't support this either.
I got that.
There's no way that the Newfield Library could tolerate a cut like this. I agree with what Frank said about the timing at this point of the year when the libraries are planning their 2009 activities. The Newfield Library is too important to the community and can't afford a cut like this. I think addressing the Lansing issue separately, it's a whole nother question, but I won't support this.
All right. Martha and then Carol, and then that will be the end of our discussion. What Greg said.
Okay.
All right, Carol?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and with that, are we ready to vote? Again, I will repeat the motion. The motion, oh gosh, is to take the 2009 134,000, what was that, $930 or something? 930, right? Excluding the amount, the sum that goes to the Finger Lakes Library System, that leaves $119,480, and we will split that or divide it to the five different libraries, which comes out actually to plus or minus $24,000, right, for each of the libraries.
One quick comment, and that
yes.
includes the 890 addition.
That does include the addition, $870 addition. Yes. Okay. Are we ready to vote? All those in favor, raise your hands. Okay, and oppose. All right, I'm sorry, two ayes there. Yeah. So that was two ayes, 11 noes, right? Yes, okay. All right. Mike, you have a motion.
Yeah, I guess I should have gone first. But we got all the discussion out of the way.
Oh, that's what you did.
Everything that people were going to say. So that was good. I sent a motion in, or a bill in to do this, because I understood that you guys would all see this as a cut to the other rural libraries. So I figured what we could do, we fund them all the same as we did last year, and we make Lansing's money the same amount of money that the other rural libraries are going to get this year. We make that one-time money, though, so that we can give the other libraries a year to adjust so that next year when we offer them the amount of money, if we want to up it next year so that there isn't a cut, fine. If we want to keep the pool of money the same amount next year and say, you know, we're going to cut back because there's more libraries now, we're going to cut back $5,000 per library, we can do that. But by doing it this way, everybody's treated the same. Everybody gets the same amount of money. The rural libraries don't get a cut. And it gives us basically, you're giving them a heads up that, hey, you know what, next year there may be a cut of about $5,000. So you should probably prepare for that.
So your motion is for $29,870 like the other libraries are making?
Correct.
Received? In one-time money.
With the understanding that next year everybody's going to get out of whatever pool of money we have.
Like, do you want to add that to your
I think I would. I mean, whatever I sent into the board is what I, that was in there. So I mean, what's the total amount of money we give to the rural libraries? 134.
So for next year, it was 134.
Lansing to be funded at 29,870.
Correct.
Can you make that motion?
Sure. That would be my motion.
Okay. All right. Do I have a second? No seconds.
No.
All right. Okay. I'll second it. All right. I second it. All right.
No.
Wait,
All right. Okay.
I don't know what you guys else would suggest. So.
Well, yeah. All right. Fine.
Actually, was about to second it. I was just processing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I because I support it. I'm not doing it just for discussion. I support it. So, all right. So I have discussion. I have Dooley, Carol, Greg, and then Jim.
Well, I would move to amend this because I think it's reasonable for Lansing to get Target support, but not in its fully in its initial year. It took us more than a few years to bring the other rural libraries up to the amounts where they are now and to make them pretty much identical. And I think that it would be fairer to give Lansing 10,000 the first year in Target. And if you want to have the rest in one time, you can move that. And then a year from now, give them an additional 10,000 so that after 3 years, they'll be, say 2010, they'll be up to 30,000, which may be where all the other rural libraries will be that year with their small raises. So my proposal is 10,000 Target. And that's my initial proposal. And if you want to amend it further to add one time to make up the balance, you're welcome to.
So is that an amendment to the motion?
Mine is an amendment to Mike's initial one.
Okay.
To change it in the way I described. And if there's no second, there's no second. $10,000 in Target.
$10,000 in Target. And include, and then the rest in one time or just $10,000 in Target?
No, that's all.
Just $10,000 in Target.
Mike, take credit for the rest if he wants.
Okay. All right. Do I have a second? I saw Martha before. So Martha seconds.
Are you seconding that?
Okay. So Martha seconds that. So the amendment now is $10,000 Target for Lansing Library. So, all right. So we're discussing the amendment right now. So I'm going to reset the list here, Pam and then Jim.
Well, I don't quite understand this, because if you're calculating that people, that the other libraries were slowly increased, I mean, if you sort of go back and average it all out, last year and all the years before that, the Lansing Library got nothing. And so it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. And so I can't support this amendment. I will support funding them at the same level as the other libraries at Target.
All right. I have Jim, and then Frank, and then
My sentiment's exactly. I mean, they're a real library, and they should. And they asked for the money, or Mike is asking for the money. They should get $29,870, and then the part about you were going to have some conditions on it. I think that is the county administrator's role. When they get next year, they get they know how much money is there, and then the requests are made, and then the county administrator negotiates with them, and they will put something in the budget. So I don't think we should take that job away from anybody. 29870 is what I would support.
All right, Frank.
Thanks,
and Will,
Nathan.
And Martha.
The quick background. Lansing, Caroline, Danby, and Enfield did not have libraries or a library presence for a number of years. They were serviced by what was known as the Bookmobile that was run by the Finger Lakes Library System. Dick Pans was the Finger Lakes Library Director at the time. They opted, because of fiscal constraints, to do away with the Bookmobile. Don Lifton worked with me to get petitions up in those four towns to establish library services. We assumed that the town of Ithaca was using the TCPL. We were successful in getting Danby and Caroline started. We worked with the supervisor at the time in Enfield. We worked with the supervisor at the time in Lansing. We were moving towards library services and a library presence in every single town in this county. That was the goal that some of us had established. It worked out relatively well. I don't want anyone to go away thinking that, Pam mentioned Lansing. I don't want anyone to think that there wasn't any service given. You wonder what the Finger Lakes Library System provided. You should also be aware of the support that the Tompkins County Public Library gave the three towns, and we hope at some point Enfield. The part of the budget for TCPL, which comes through this board for the last 10, 12, 15 years, has gone to support those three, what became the reading rooms, if you remember. And Lansing came on board a little bit later because they weren't ready. There was work done with Lansing, and over the last 4 or 5 years, they were able to pull it together. But both the Finger Lakes Library System and TCPL gave support to, and continue to give support to, Danby and Caroline, and it's been massaged a couple of times because of the type of help that they needed. Please don't go away thinking that Lansing never received some sort of support, okay? I mean, they did, and they opted to go after a charter on their own, which is... It's certainly their decision to do it when they did and were successful in getting it. I just thought it would be helpful for the board to know that we still have one town, and it's Enfield, that I have all the way back to prior to Gene Owen, and so you know how long we've been at this. They even designated space in Enfield for what then was a reading room and we hope will become a rural library at some point. So some of us have hopes. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Will, then Martha, and then Mike, then Carol.
Thanks, Frank, for the history. I continue to learn from you in terms of the long history of this. I'm actually appreciative of both Mike and Dooley's attempt to bring us to... understand the difficult reality. I actually feel that just based on equity that we should be full funded this year on target, and next year we will have to deal with the the situation as we find it, and I think no one is under the illusion that this next year is going to be an easy year. So I think librarians out there in the audience know that things may not get better, but for this year, I'm going to vote against both the amendment and the original motion because I want us to support this as a target request full.
Okay, Martha.
All right, I'm going to try to start an orderly process. I'm going to move 29,870 as target. move to amend?
No, because we have an amendment.
We have an amendment on the floor.
You have to have an amendment to the amendment.
Can't usually have two amendments?
We have an amendment to the amendment.
We have a motion,
wait,
an
hold
amendment.
Hold on, Kathy.
We have two amendments on the floor now.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Wait, we have two on the floor? We have just the $10,000 target.
You can call the question.
Amendment. And then duly amended Mike Sigler.
Wait, Mike Sigler was a motion.
Yeah. Correct. It's an amendment to.
Oh, right, because it's an amendment to the. Oh, wow.
All right, well, all
okay,
right. Let,
right.
Let me just say.
So, yeah, so.
Okay, I
right,
think
so
we should.
So, why don't we just vote on the $10,000 target first? How's that?
I just heard Mike call the question.
I'll call the question on Dooley's amendment, and that way we can get okay. that one off the table. And
all right, so we called the question, and there's no debate on the call the question, right?
Can I ask right. a question?
So, point of clarification?
Point of clarification. So if we approved 10,000, we could also go ahead and the next motion
can't
could
debate
increase
that,
it?
Folks.
Yeah, all right, so.
Only the motion can be debated,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yes,
okay, all right, so all those in favor of $10,000 to target for Lansing Library.
I'm sorry, I need a clarification.
Yeah. This is an amendment. Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
So are we changing the OTR? Are we changing this target from 32,930?
From 30.
No. Okay.
No. That's just a clarification. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know.
Right.
Wait,
okay, so.
Clarification.
Yes.
A vote for this. A vote against this amendment takes us back to the...
Right, to the original, which is the 29,870 one time.
Or you can yes. vote for it, and you can increase it out.
No. That is also true, yes. Okay, all right, so again, all right, so we are voting now, $10,000 target to Lansing Library. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Okay, so sorry, and then no's, forgive me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
No, I'm not. I mean, yeah. You said seven people voted for that?
Yeah, seven people voted for target.
Because I don't want to vote for it to go up, too, but I want to get something.
Let me ask for another vote on the on her amendment.
Okay, all right. This is, all right, so we're voting now for $10,000 target to Lansing Library. All those in favor, raise your hands.
Is this the vote we just voted?
Yes. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then, well, not sure. Actually, wait, I'm sorry. Wait.
Can you just hold your hands up high?
Yeah. So, all right, I'm sorry. I'm changing my vote between votes. So I'm changing it to two. So it's six. Okay. Six ayes, and then can I have no's? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait. 1, 2, 3.
I raised my hand at
four.
The end for the yeses.
Oh, you raised your hand at the end for the yeses.
Yeah.
So let's do it again.
All right. Okay. All right.
One more time.
Vote. All right. All right.
Just stand up,
we need a teacher up
okay.
here, Jim.
All those in favor, raise your hands. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. And oppose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. All right. So 7 ayes, 6 noes. Now the motion is $10,000 target to Lansing Library. Does somebody have a amendment to that motion? Martha.
Now it's more money.
I wish we could just kind of go around the room and say, where would everybody like to be? I'd be happy to just make the best the motion that's likely, rather than try to figure out a game. So, I mean, I'd be happy. I could support 29,870 target. I could support 10,000 and then
so
multi-year funding.
So make a motion.
Make an amendment.
Take
all right. 29,870 target.
All right. Do I have a second for that? All right. I have a second from Will. Will Bourbon. All right, the motion was to make it a full $29,870 target to Lansing Library, moved by Martha, seconded by Will. All right, do we have discussion on that, starting with Mike Sigler, and then who else wants to speak?
You have a correction.
Carol?
I mean,
I want to ask a question.
Norma has her hand.
Do you have a correction, Norma? Yeah.
Well, I don't want to add any more confusion to this, but
we
did talk also about the money that Ulysses was right. supposed to have, and that hasn't been discussed any further, and I want to make sure that that's
part of this motion.
gets said we're not going to do it, or at least consider it.
So you want to add it as part of the motion?
Well, I was going to do it separately, but...
Why don't we just assume that whatever passes includes the $870?
Yeah. Okay, we do that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that would be
so we'll just add that to the motion then.
Okay.
All right,
that's friendly.
We haven't formally said that. So are you adding it
to
the motion?
That's friendly, yeah.
Okay, great. All right. And friendly to the seconder?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So I'm sorry. The list again was Mike, Carol, Leslin. Mike, Carol, Leslin. Okay. All right, Mike, go ahead.
So to clear up any confusion with Carol, the reason I voted for the person was to get it on the books. And that way, I can work from there.
That's why I changed my mind.
It's interesting what Frank said, was that, you know, you put these $1,000 into these reading rooms with the hopes that eventually maybe you'll get a library. And I congratulate you, Frank, because you've had a success here. Lansing is now a full-fledged library. I think it should get the $29,008, just like all the others. The reason I wanted to make it one time was to give us flexibility next year, but that's fine. If we still have that flexibility through the new county administrator, that's all good for me. So this is an equity issue. You know, this didn't become a library in a vacuum. It wasn't like they started last year and said, hey, why don't we put this thing together? They went through the same work that everybody else went through. And frankly, in my town, I'm probably not scoring any points with this at all, considering half the town is against it and half the town is for it. I mean, I think it won by 20 votes. But again, I think that if we're going to have a library, I want it to start off strong. I want it to succeed. A lot of people have put a lot of time and effort into making this library work. And again, it did happen with county support to become a library. And you started investing money as a reading room, and now you have a great success on your hands. So that's why I'm asking for this one.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Carol, Leslin, and Greg.
I have a bumper sticker. I've been trying to get it together to actually get from my desk to my car that says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And I would say the same thing about access to education. I just think in the long run, for every dollar we spend providing access to knowledge around the county and in the city, which is hence my support for both the central library and the rural libraries, and so I do support this, and in a way that that encourages collaboration and certainly not going at each other's throats among the various rural libraries. So I will support it.
All right, Leslin, Greg, and then I have a comment.
If I understand Martha's motion right, it's the $29,870 plus the $870 for Ulysses.
Right.
Yes. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'd like to move to separate because I can support one and not the other.
Okay. All right.
My motion to separate.
How do I move to separate?
You know, that's friendly to me.
Okay. Is that friendly to you?
Just,
all right.
Yeah,
all right. We'll do that. We'll take care of that after this. All right. Okay. Great.
Thank you.
All right. So it's separated now. I have Greg and then me and then do you have a comment, Frank?
I realize that there's probably no way that this body could ever come up with any formula other than an equal amount to each rural library that was determined by the group to be fair and equitable. I doubt we would ever. It's probably been tried. Frank could.
We did.
I believe you, Frank. But having said that, there's clearly differing financial needs across these libraries. And they're all different. Their financial pictures are different. There's endowments. There's different factors. The library in my district is probably one of the more needy libraries in terms of a contribution from the county. They've listened to this group over the past few years, and the town and the school district both have been warned that the money's tight, times are hard. The money that's coming from the county may decrease, and they've adjusted accordingly as best they feel they can. But for the library in my district to take a cut simply in the name of fairness
is just something that I can't support, because I can't see them being able to survive a cut. So I likely wouldn't vote against the money for the Lansing Library, although I can't help but question that they need it maybe as much as the other libraries. That's all.
Now, the $10,000 target has no, you know, strings attached about, you know, that we're going to be looking into cuts next year, just as a point of information.
And okay. Neither does my motion.
And neither does your motion, right. Yes, sorry about that, yeah. All right, I have, Frank. Oh, I have a comment, and then Frank, and then Pam. I am not in favor of making it fully target. I just think that given that we're already close to the 3%, I can go for a long time. But really, I think that we really need to be start being mindful of our goal. With that, Frank, and then Pam.
I just want to. Can you remind me where we are? Where Martha has proposed $29,000 in target funding.
$29,870
in target. Well, yeah. The motion that Dewey proposed was the $10,000, and this is simply an amendment of that motion. Am I understanding? I just want to follow the train correctly.
Yeah, but it's now the original. Now it's the main motion. It's the main motion. The main motion now is $10,000 target, and it was amended to be $29,870 target.
That's the main motion.
So the main motion now is $29,870.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. I'm sorry, Pam, and then...
I've got my question answered, thank you.
Okay. Kathy, did you have a question?
Just remind me where that 870 was separated to. We're going to do that later?
Yeah, we'll do that later. Okay. We'll do that immediately.
It's a different 870.
Yeah, it's a different 870. Yeah, we'll do that immediately after this. All right.
And the 10,000, this would not be on top of it.
Right, this would not be on top of it. It would be a total $29,870. All right. Okay, are we ready to vote? All right, all those in favor of having $29,870 total be allocated as target to Lansing Library. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. And opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. All right, and that passes 7 ayes, 6 noes. All right, now the motion is again to is $29,870 target for Lansing Library. Any further discussion?
No, it just got passed.
That was no. Motion. That was an amendment to the 10,000. Now we're back on the original, aren't we? Yeah. No. We're doing that separately after this.
That was the main motion.
That was my question.
That became the main motion. We voted on the motion.
You said yes, it did.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
I asked.
No. There was $10,000 target. There was a motion to make it $29,870. That motion passed, and now we're looking at $29,870 target. So we need to vote again on that. All right. Okay. Are we clear? All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And oppose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, 6, 6, yep. So 7 ayes, 6 noes. All right. Now, do we have a motion on the $870 to...
What?
Yeah, Jim.
I would move $870.
All right, to Ulysses...
To the Ulysses Philomathic Library.
All right, thank you. Yes. All right, and I have Frank seconding. Okay, all those, and I'm going to assume we have no discussion on that.
One question.
Yes.
Why was this?
There was a change in directors, and I believe one director.
An error.
E-double-R-O-R.
Yeah. So this will bring them in line with all the...
Yes, I understand that.
So
yeah.
This doesn't go for Sunday hours, Jim?
They already have Sunday hours.
Okay, all right.
This is target?
This is Target. Is this,
yes.
This is Target?
Yes.
Yes. All right. All those in favor, please raise your hand. And opposed? So that was 11 ayes, 2 noes?
11 ayes, 2 noes.
All right, 11 ayes, 2 noes. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have a scheduled break here. Do people want to take a break, or do we want to move on straight on to...
I think we need a break.
We think we need a break? All right, in that case, we're taking a break until 7:30. All right.